USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden gives remarks about Queen Elizabeth's death.
I just stopped by the British Embassy to sign the condolence book in her honor. I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman.
Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom passed away peacefully in Scotland at the age of 96, bringing an end to her historic reign and prompting an irreversible changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Her eldest son, Charles, Prince of Wales, will be declared king and will henceforth be known as King Charles III. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed that the Senate will vote on legislation to protect same-sex marriage in, quote, the coming weeks as a bipartisan group backing the bill negotiates changes to gain more Republican support. The vote, expected by the end of the month, comes as Democrats and a small group of Republicans are moving to safeguard same-sex marriage following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Lawmakers were concerned about the court's ruling and the opinion from Justice Clarence Thomas, indicating that an earlier high court decision protecting same-sex marriage could come under threat.
Facing an European energy crisis, United Kingdom's brand new Prime Minister Liz Truss ended England's ban on fracking Thursday, opening the door to domestic shale gas production. The return of fracking is just one piece of a larger energy and economy plan Truss is pushing for her first weeks in office since replacing PM Boris Johnson. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Michigan voters will decide in November whether to codify abortion rights in the state's constitution after the Michigan Supreme Court ruled in favor of adding a proposed amendment to the ballot. The initiative, if passed, would amend Michigan's constitution to establish, quote, a fundamental individual right to reproductive freedom, end quote. That includes abortion access, contraception, miscarriage management, and more. The court's ruling comes one day before the deadline for completing the ballot for this fall's election. A Las Vegas area elected public official was arrested and identified by police as the suspect in the fatal stabbing of a veteran newspaper reporter whose investigations of the official's work preceded his primary loss in June. NASA is replacing leaky seals in its moon rocket at the pad in hopes of launching it on its first test flight by the end of this month. Managers stated on Thursday that they would conduct another test after the repairs to ensure all hydrogen fuel leaks are plugged. If the test goes well, and if the Space Force extends a flight safety waiver, then NASA could take another stab at launching in late September. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.